Save us from the art. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The stimulus plan heading to the president could eventually cost, with interest, $1.1 trillion. Pretty amazing for a country that can't meet operating expenses as it is.
The Democrats in Congress are building a bridge to bankruptcy.
And she's got a point. In the past year, the national debt has increased by $1.4 trillion without this bill. But what do the Republicans want instead? Tax cuts, of course.
Tax cuts, tax cuts, tax cuts. Tax cuts never built a single highway. Tax cuts never built a transit system.
Oh, but the most controversial provision was the art.
$50 million for the National Endowment for the Arts.
Those artists.
What is $50 million for the National Endowment for the Arts going to do to create jobs in Indiana?
I guess Indiana finally kicked out all its artists.
$50 million on the National Endowment of the Arts.
A stimulus bill that would sculpt us to death. But President Obama's visit to the Hill yesterday must have had some effect, because I noticed that both sides did agree on one thing. Whether it's spending or tax cuts, they have to borrow the entire amount. In fact, the reason the Republicans want tax cuts is because it would shove the borrowed money out the door even faster than building highways.
Only 7% of the plan's infrastructure spending would be spent by the end of the first fiscal year, and only 65% of the total package would be spent by 2010.
The only debate is over how best to spend like a drunken sailor. In fact, the only difference between the drunken sailor and the 111th Congress is that the sailor actually has to pay his bar tab. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.